Hi, this is Pastor Russ with your Daily Dose for January 10th. Abraham said, "The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me on oath, saying, 'To your offspring I will give this land,' he will send his angel before you so that you can get a wife for my son from there." One of the things I admire so much about Abraham is his persistent faith. He is old and well advanced in years, but his heart burns with a fire for what God had promised him. He's experienced the sorrow of losing his beloved wife, been through wars, kidnappings, droughts, hostile neighbors. He's seen it all. His faith in God's promises yet persists. This acquisition of a wife for Abraham's son may seem a bit foreign to our ears, so accustomed as we are to marrying for love. But Abraham knew the scope of God's promises and wasn't about to settle for anything less. His family was to be blessed, including his relatives. Remember Abraham's treatment of his nephew Lot? It was exemplary in its compassion and sacrificial care. Thus, his son's wife had to come from his own clan in keeping with God's promise. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. Was as true of Abraham's getting Isaac a wife decades later as it was when he first believed God for great things. Is our faith in it for the long haul, firmly grasping the promises of God for us and all who belong to us? Are we persistent in prayer for our children and our children's children, particularly in the area of who they marry? Be like Abraham. Persist mightily in faith.